broadcasting live from the Gwinnett Studio of Business Radio X, located inside Office Suites Plus at Satellite Place in Duluth. It's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies that do business in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. This is Mike Salmon here on Business Radio X alongside my co-host, Stephen Julian. And Stephen, you look a little casual today with a nice sweater as opposed to the coat and tie that you normally wear.
As usual, great descriptions, Mike, on the radio. Yes, I am a little casual today. I came off a great sports weekend. My middle son, Zach, did his first ever Pinewood Derby. So it was a busy weekend celebrating the Pinewood Derby, and so I'm a little casual today.
All right. We've got two great guests. Enough about that now. I really had nothing.
I threw you there, Mike.
I had nothing more to talk about regarding. Okay. Our guest today, Mario De La Garza with Payscape Advisors and Julie Frisbee with Elite Sports Georgia. We appreciate them coming on Business Radio X today and Gwinnett Business Radio. And we'll start with Mario. Mario, Payscape Advisors, you work with companies and businesses basically to help them collect money. Tell us a little bit more what Payscape Advisors is all about.
Well, the way I put it is that Payscape Advisors is a non-cash payment solutions corporation. And as you explained, basically we do help people accept payments. Everyone accepts payments of some sorts. Mostly nowadays it's credit card, debit cards, or checks. And what our company does is our core business is in that non-cash payment solution. And what we do that's rather unique for this type of business is that we build upon that. We use that as our core, and what we do is we branch out from that core business.
What are some of the products? Explain maybe some of the products that you offer to these companies.
Well, basically, one of the first ones that we generally speak about is what we term our virtual terminal. Our virtual terminal permits people to accept payments online. Your e-commerce is one of the facets that is incorporated in this. But what it's nice about this product is that it provides you with a gateway. And this gateway emulates one of the most popular gateways out there. And we provide it for half the price. Being that it emulates that gateway, it permits the web designers to not have to learn new tools in adapting our technology. This permits the merchant to accept recurring or set up recurring billing to their customers. It also interfaces with QuickBooks, meaning that it syncs with QuickBooks so that as soon as that payment is accepted, QuickBooks is updated. And not only that, but it also provides a multi-user platform where you can have several people in your office accepting payments simultaneously.
Mario, you mentioned that you do a lot of non-cash payment, but then you said that allows you to branch out from there. I assume the e-commerce platform is one of those branches. What are some of the other branch outs that you can build on with business owners that you work with?
Well, what Payscape Advisors does is it evaluates, it goes out and is constantly doing research on systems that are available on the market. And we evaluate a system. We'll take it on for maybe 6 months to a year. If we find it to be a good company that works well, we'll make a bid to purchase the company, which we have, for example, in our Billing Orchard. Billing Orchard is an invoicing system that is a web-based invoicing system. Now, the merchant does its own invoice. That does not mean that we provide an invoicing service. But what's nice about this invoice is that when the customer sends it out, it goes out as an HTML email, automatically goes out as an email. The HTML merely means that when you open up your viewing pane on your email, you're actually viewing the invoice itself. It's not an attachment. On that invoice, there's a little button that permits you to click on it and make your payments directly off that invoice. When you click on that button, a pay page opens up. It's already populated with all the information that's on that invoice. The customer merely has to click on pay now, and he can either choose to pay by check, credit card, or debit card. All he has to do is input the information. If that information is already previously set up, He doesn't even have to do that. He just clicks pay now. Now, what's nice about Billing Orchard is that it streamlines the operating process. It really reduces the time that it takes to send out invoices. Number two, it permits, once again, recurring invoicing or recurring billing. With this system, you can do proposals where you are actually building a proposal, sending it out. Using the same technology as the pay button now, you now get two little buttons that say accept proposal or, number two, make changes. When you click on make changes, a dialog window opens up, and you merely enter in the changes that you wish. You click on send. The company receives it, an email, changes the invoice or the proposal, and now when the customer clicks on accept, you can actually convert that proposal into an invoice, cutting out the steps of having to rebuild an invoice off of a proposal that you've sent out. Another nice feature about Billing Orchard is that the system will automatically send out overdue invoices, meaning that if you set up on a net 15, what you're looking at is that come the 15th day, the system will automatically resend an overdue invoice. If you choose to add on a surcharge on that for late payment, the system will automatically decide whether or will calculate whether it's a percentage or a dollar amount.
It is amazing what they can do these days with technology. It almost seems like if you're a small business, this gives you some advantages that maybe in the past only the bigger companies had. I mean, you know, the Orchard invoicing system you talk about, in old days you might have needed an accountant to kind of keep track of your books, and now you have a lot of this being done automatically through the systems that you provide.
That is correct. What's nice about this is that there are really very limited systems out there, very limited number of systems available that are similar to this, though none of them do everything that Billing Orchard does.
I think it's amazing, too, in that the mobile devices, people now can, you know, you could be out at a flea market somewhere, and if somebody actually wants to pay me but with a credit card rather than cash, there's actually a system now where they can swipe a card through my cell phone.
That is correct.
Now, is that do you provide that kind of stuff, too?
Yes, we do, actually. What we like to say is there are a lot of systems out there. And what's amazing is that when you sign up for some of these systems, there is no underwriting done, meaning that you have no protections as a merchant, and the cardholder really has no protection. The swipers that they use are not encrypted, so therefore anybody can basically tap on into the line and get that information. With our system, we do underwriting, meaning that we check out the merchant, make sure that the merchant is a viable merchant out there, and this is going to give that cardholder the protection. Our pricing is considerably less expensive than those other systems, and we've priced it according to the market because we do want to get that share.
We're speaking with Mario De La Garza with Payscape Advisors. Mario, you've kind of touched on some value with what you offer. You've kind of touched on that you provide a platform, not just a single service, which sounds like some of your worthy competitors might just have one or two things, but you guys have a whole platform to help with. You've also touched on security. That was the last thing you kind of said, which I think is huge, that a lot of business owners might not think about. Oh, I just need something to take payments, but they need to think about the security. Are there any other things that you would tell business owners, hey, these are some things you need to think about when it comes to your non-cash payments and when it comes to kind of building out that system for your business? What are some other things they should think about?
Well, one of the things that the merchant is always aware of is that there's always a charge for what is known as PCI compliance. PCI compliance is a regulating service that is set up by the card companies, meaning MasterCard, Visa, Discover, and so on and so forth. But this is mandated by the federal government. Obviously, it's a cost that's built onto the system, and this is a cost that is going to come through in one form or another to the merchant. Merchants need to be aware that it's there for their protection also. Should they have a system that's broken into and they do not have that PCI compliant infrastructure, what's going to happen is that they are going to be fined. Case in point, restaurant down in Miami has four different locations, and because their system was not PCI compliant, they were fined $30,000 per location. It's not a cheap fine.
Mike, that's $120,000 total. I just wanted to
Thank you.
Clear that up for you.
That Georgia Tech education's paying off right, for you, right. Stephen.
Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Talk about some of your clients that you work with. Any size, it doesn't matter if large or small, in the middle, you can work with pretty much anybody in any field, whether it be, you mentioned restaurants. And is there any business that's off limits, or anybody can use your services that collects payments?
Well, actually, we have a whole array of customers in every type of industry and also in sizes. In sizes, we can go from the customer that accepts maybe $1,000 a month in credit cards or debit cards, up to people that accept several hundred thousand dollars, in fact, several million dollars. For example, UGA, part of UGA Systems, is under us. We work with them. We work with Nick Saban football camps. We also work with several schools on our registration, our web-based registration product. For example, Regina Chaley, which is a school that has four campuses. Located throughout the United States. They do their online registration through us, which is another system, by the way, RegPoint Solutions. And what it does is it eliminates paper. But there are large corporations as well as small companies and individual owners.
Mario, I know a lot of times when you work with a lot of businesses, sometimes you come up against the status quo. If it ain't broke, let's not fix it. What good questions should business owners start with, or what things should they think about that would lead them to go, you know, maybe I need to give Mario a call. Maybe I need to start looking for, I can do better here. And it's not a major overhaul. What should they be looking at? What should they be asking when they start to look at, providers like Payscape?
Well, unfortunately, in this industry, there are a lot of people out there knocking on doors, and what they're causing is they're causing a fatigue of this particular product being thrown into their face continuously. One of the key things that you need to key on is, number one, look up their website, see what they do. Number two, ensure that when you are handed that business card, if you're handed a business card, make sure that the mobile phone number is there. And, hey, don't be shy. Make a call and see if his phone actually rings. One of the key things about Payscape Advisors is the way that we work with customers is we are required to maintain a customer. We're required to give personal service to that customer. We do not write up people that we don't see face-to-face. So we go in. We're not just a cold call, phone call that says we can get you cheap prices. Yes, our prices are very good. They're the best in the industry. But one of the nice things about it is that the way the account representative is compensated is by maintaining that customer, not by making that initial sale.
We're talking with Mario De La Garza with Payscape Advisors. I like how Mario said, you know, call up and make sure someone answers the phone. It wouldn't be good if you call this company. It's the line's been disconnected.
Well, and I think
not
also,
a good sign.
And I think another thing that he's saying that's very key is you want that relationship after the machines are installed. I mean, I know you don't want to talk down about any of your competition, but you said they get fatigued not only with the whole process of people telling them, hey, we can save you money, but then after it's done, a lot of times it's hard to get a hold of somebody when there's a problem.
One of the key questions that we generally ask any merchant that we're dealing with is, how well do you know your account rep? How many times have you seen that account rep? And you'd be surprised how many people reply that they have never seen them once they've ridden up that sale. And everyone wants service. That's the key thing behind it. Whether you have to pay for it or not is not the point. You definitely want service. And Payscape is dedicated. We're very customer-centric in that we need to be out there because it is required by the ownership of the company that we respond to every single customer and we ensure that every customer is happy and satisfied.
All right. So those customers that would use Payscape might get to know you, Mario. Tell us a little bit about your background and how you got to where you are today.
Well, it was rather circuitous. I graduated with a degree in electronics. I went into design electronics as a youth, and when I say youth, we're talking about approximately 273 years ago.
You look good for your age, Mario.
But nonetheless, I did my initial career was in electronics, in design electronics. From there, I migrated into what provides the money, which is sales. As long as you're good in sales and as long as you're good at customer service, you generally get the money that goes along with it. From there, I decided that traveling was just too much for me. I was traveling 50 weeks out of the year. We're talking about the Caribbean, Central America, Mexico, and throughout the United States. So it became very tedious. What I did was I decided to switch in as far as the industry goes. I switched industries and went into this industry. I was lucky enough to find a company that is really very conscientious, not only towards its customers, but also towards its employees. For example, Payscape has been voted as one of the top companies to work for in the Atlanta area. Our CEO has been named CEO of the Year by the Atlanta Chronicle and Atlanta Business Chronicle. And he's also been listed as 40 under 40 by UGA, meaning that he's one of the top 40 business people under 40 years of age. We also have a lot of other accolades that we've received. So personally, I was very lucky that I was able to take this position and that they saw me as an asset to the company. And seriously, I have proven to be an asset to this company.
So Payscape has some history and has been around. How big is the company?
Well, we're pretty widespread. We started out in the Atlanta area. It was owned by three people, and they went out and actually pounded the pavement like everyone else does. But what they decided to do was to have a vision. What they decided to do was implement a get-rich-slow scheme, meaning that they draw a salary, and they put everything back into the company, which is what has permitted us to grow. We've been listed in the Inc. 500, Inc. 5000 and since 2009, and we've received the top workplaces in Atlanta Journal-Constitution. We have the CFO of the Year, as I said, by Atlanta Business Chronicle, and we've been in the Paysetter, and we've received the Paysetter Award for the past 4 to 5 years. So our company really is widespread. We do have offices throughout the United States, or at least representation throughout the United States. Right now, we have 7 offices that we actually man and throughout the Southeast and all the way up to Cincinnati, Ohio.
Wow, that's real impressive. How do you go to market? How do you find new business? Because you're going after other businesses. Obviously, any business that accepts payments through credit cards or debit cards, as you mentioned, will be a great client. How do you find the new businesses?
Well, one of the first things we do is pound the pavement. Obviously, as a new recruit in our company, you have to go out and you have to network, number one. Our company encourages us to join networking groups, whether it's a BNI networking group or one of the chambers. We sign up several chambers as partners, as business partners, where we're dealing not only with the chamber, but also with all the membership in the chamber. Then what we do is we work off referrals mostly after that. It takes approximately 6 months to build up a good book, and from there it's referrals. Due to the service that we do provide, our customers really speak highly of us and like to bring their friends and their business acquaintances into this industry with us.
All right, Mario De La Garza with Payscape Advisors. For those companies and in businesses and individuals that run businesses that want to find out more about your products and your services and your rates, where would you tell them to go?
Well, the simplest thing is go onto our website, payscape.com, and you will find all our products listed there. There you will also find a phone number. Call it. They'll assign you to the proper person to work with that's in your area, and that person will call you and will go out to visit with you and meet you.
All right, Mario, thank you so much for your time. Thanks for joining us on Gwinnett Business Radio.
I appreciate it.
All right. Our next guest here on the show is Julie Frisbee. Julie is the owner of Elite Sports Georgia, which is located in Duluth. Before we talk about your company, apparently you already know Stephen, and the fact that you're in business means that Stephen must be okay as far as a financial advisor.
He's very good. I would highly recommend Stephen. He pounded the pavement too and just walked into my store one day, and now he's my financial advisor, so he must be doing something right.
Thankfully, Mike, I don't have to recuse myself from this interview.
Yeah. Well, okay, well, let's talk about Elite Sports Georgia. You're okay. Located right down the road from our studio on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth. Talk about your company.
Well, Elite Sports is a franchise. I'm the owner of the Duluth location. Our store has been at Satellite in Old Peachtree for 5 years, just over 5 years. We are a franchise, like I mentioned. We've got 5 other stores in Atlanta. We also have a store in Tallahassee, Florida. And the company as a whole has been growing, obviously, with the 5th store just opening in Johns Creek. But we've been very successful. I have been really happy in the Duluth-Lawrenceville cluster, and have worked closely with the high schools and the elementary schools and the youth organizations in that area for the last 5 years.
Obviously, my son plays baseball. Yes. My daughter has cheered, so I'm very familiar with what you offer. Stephen has 3 sons that play ball, so he knows what you offer. For our listeners, what are your products? What do you offer?
Well, we are a full sporting goods store. Our specialty in actuality is we do provide custom uniforms for, like I mentioned, the youth organizations. We also provide uniforms and products for the schools. Our services involve screen printing, embroidery. So we're a one-stop shop. We're able to provide pretty much anything that an organization or a team is going to need with regards to uniforms, equipment, field equipment, there's really nothing we can't provide in that respect.
You mentioned you've been around for 5 years. Your store is located in Duluth,
yes.
Not far from here. Why Duluth? Why the Duluth location?
Well, it's funny. This is a true story. 6.5 years ago, Peachtree Ridge High School was in the state championship football game. And I didn't even have kids in high school at the time. And we wanted to go to the game, and I wanted to wear some spirit wear that showed off my support for Peachtree Ridge High School, and there was nothing to be found. This is an absolute true story. So I went to my dear friend John Stewart, who is the franchisor, and I said, why don't you have an Elite Sports on this side of 85 in the Duluth-Lawrenceville cluster? And he said, I should. And I said, how do I go about starting a business in that area? This is where I live. My kids are going to be going to these schools, and I think the community would respond greatly to a store in this area, and 6 months later, we were opened.
Julie, I know you worked with the high schools, and you've talked about the schools you work with in the cluster, and the reason you continue to work with them is you guys do such a great job. What are the other areas you're looking to get into? One of the things I'm thinking is, it might be somebody who's listening who runs an individual team and says, oh, I don't run the whole league, so I can't work with Elite. Tell us some of the other people you're looking to work with.
Well, and that's a good question, Stephen, because it's not just youth organizations. We do a lot of adult leagues. We do many, many, many independent leagues. We do independent co-ed softball teams. We do corporate teams. There's a lot of businesses that have softball teams, basketball teams. We've done several of those types of uniforms. We also do a lot of corporate business. For instance, if a business just needs shirts, if a business needs bags, if a business needs any type of sportswear for their employees, we do those things as well. We'll embroider those things with the company logo, etc.
Is geography an issue?
Geography is not an issue. In fact, the exciting thing for me has been seeing the growth that we have achieved outside of the Gwinnett cluster. For instance, Martin Luther King High School has become a very great customer of ours. We also work with a lot of the DeKalb schools. We did 9 football leagues in the DeKalb area, and that's been exciting for me, is that people, the word has gotten out, our website, people in sports talk, who did your uniforms, who provided you with this and that, and because our customers have been so loyal to us over the past several years, word of mouth has been great. It's been really excellent.
We're talking with Julie Frisbee with Elite Sports Georgia. You mentioned the locations in Georgia, and the one was in Tallahassee down there in Florida.
Yes.
Any plans to expand, and are you looking for more franchisee owners?
Yes, I think, again, that's necessarily not my decision, but I do know that our franchisor, John Stewart, has been talking to people. We have a new store in Johns Creek. Our Hamilton Mill store is less than a year old, maybe right at a year. We've pretty much covered the Atlanta geography. We've got a store down south in McDonough. He's been around for in excess of 10 years. And we've got a store in Roswell as well.
I got a couple of questions. First one is this. When it comes to sporting goods, one of your main competitors is probably the big box store, you know, the giant thing that's acres and acres. What sets you guys apart from those places?
You know, yes and no. They're a competitor. The thing we really wanted to do is be that neighborhood store, the store where you could just bop in. I know 90% of the people by first name that walk into my doors, and being able to supply, you know, exactly what they need. My store is only 1,400 square feet, so when they come in, it's real easy to find what they need, and they know because we've been carrying the same things for several years that they can find it within 5 minutes of their visit. I don't necessarily think of myself as a competitor with the larger sporting goods stores because, again, we're really very, very custom-oriented. We do a lot of custom orders. We do a lot of custom uniforms, and I think that's really what sets us apart.
And those big stores do a lot of standard stuff.
They do.
Okay. Right. So the second thing is this. You work with a lot of leagues. You work with a lot of parks. You do a lot of uniforms. There are competitors that do that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And this is absolutely a setup question because I've worked with you long
enough.
It's
okay.
I know how you're going to answer this. This is why I wanted to ask it. What sets you guys apart from your competitors when it comes to doing the uniforms? What are the small things you guys do that others might not do? And that if I'm running a league or I'm running a team, I need to keep in the back of my mind. I need to think. It's more than just price. It's more than just what you guys, you know, do I have the right uniform? What are some of the small things you do to really set yourself apart?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because it isn't and it shouldn't be just about price. It really should be about the service that comes along with that. And Mario mentioned that. And I really think that that's what sets us apart. First of all, we've never missed a deadline. And that's the honest to goodness truth. We've never missed a team uniform deadline. And that's really, I think sets us apart. And maybe other companies will say the same thing, but, we strive to, there's a book that I was, asked to read when I first got into retail many, many years ago. I worked for Marshall Fields and Company, and the name of that book was called Give the Lady What She Wants. I think I was 23 years old when I read that book, but it really has stayed with me in all of my career paths. I was in real estate. I was in advertising sales, and really the customer is always right. And you may not think that they're always right, but it's really all about getting exactly what that customer wants, and service, you know, and that to me, should mean more to the customer than price.
To kind of tag along to something you said about, you know, the custom service that Julie can provide, my son Connor, we bought a baseball helmet, and she offered to put his number 12 on the back of the helmet for free just because, you know, we have that small-town customer service relationship where you're not going to get that at the big-box stores. So I'm very much appreciated that.
Absolutely.
And again, that's really why we're there. We're there for the local community. We're there again. I mentioned knowing everybody's name that walks in the store. That's really a very true statement. My kids call me the mayor of Gwinnett because when we go out to dinner, there's really not a person that I don't know that hasn't been in the store. So I say that facetiously,
well, and your story of how you kind of got started. I remember we moved here 5 years ago, and we started playing in the park we played in, and I remember my wife saying, you know, I want to get a little sticker, Petrie Ridge sticker for the car. And I was like, you got to go to Elite Sports. That's where you got to go. So
that's why we're there.
Yeah.
That's why we're there.
Do you work with businesses outside of sports leagues and athletic leagues?
Absolutely. We've got several customers that we've had for years, many, many years, that are just businesses. They've come in, they've gotten their sports shirts, they've gotten their jackets, they've gotten their, we did just a 30 or 40 jackets just last week for a neurological clinic down at Johns Creek Hospital. You know, he wanted to do some jackets for his nursing staff. So, yes, we definitely and actually, I think that that's our next niche, is to go after more of the businesses, because, you know, now people are allowed to wear a little bit less, you know, a little more casual clothing and nice golf shirts and sports shirts. And those are the things that we can offer as well.
See, Mike, that's why I didn't wear my suit today, because
right.
I knew Julie was coming in, and I wanted to, you know, go with the business casual.
Right.
I got you. Julie Frisby is our guest, Elite Sports Georgia. And, Julie, your background, you're from Texas, and your background is actually in advertising, sales, and marketing. Graduated from Texas A&M, which, had I known in advance, probably would not have invited you on the show. But we'll get over that right
okay.
now. I got a Georgia Tech guy on the show co-hosting, so, you know, I can live with
you're
anybody.
You're very gracious, Mike.
Talk about your background. And what led you to, you know, you mentioned the story about why you started it. I assume your advertising and marketing background's got to be a huge use to you in what you're doing today.
It was. Yes, I'm from Texas, graduated from Texas A&M, and I've been in Atlanta for 12 years. Was in real estate for several years when I was in Texas. But like I mentioned, my very, very first job after college was with Marshall Fields and Company in Chicago, and I was an assistant buyer, and I trained there for about 3.5 years. And at that time, Marshall Fields was bought out by Dayton Hudson, and we were to move to Minneapolis, Minnesota, which is not a place I wanted to live. So
I can't imagine why.
Right? Chicago was great, but Minneapolis I'm not so sure about. Sorry for all those Minnesota listeners. But anyway, so then got into advertising sales when I first relocated to Atlanta, which was a great career for me. And again, the whole Elite Sports was just kind of it evolved over a conversation with a good friend. And I really saw that there was a need for that. Growing up, we had a small town sporting goods store in Austin, Texas. The name was Rooster Andrews. It was owned by a guy named Rooster Andrews, who was a UT football player. I grew up in Austin. And you know, it was the same kind of thing. And I thought, this is what I'm supposed to be doing right now. And left my job in advertising, and here we are today.
It's got to be scary, though. You've been in business 5 years, so obviously you're making it, getting by, obviously, hopefully doing very well. But it's always scary when you go into business for yourself, in this case of being a franchise owner.
Definitely. You know, this has been a tough market. This has been a tough economy. When I hear people talk about that, I say, you're telling me, because it's been, you know, it's been rough. But first of all, we're still there, and we're growing. We grow each year. And we, you know, to me, that's a success story in itself. When I see storefronts being, you know, closed each and every month with all the open commercial space, I'm very proud of the success that we've had. Like I said, we grow each and every year. The great thing has been our repeat customers. I've got customers today that I had 4.5, 5 years ago. So we must be doing something right, because they keep coming back.
So you work with a lot of sports teams. You said you're one of the niches is businesses, not just corporate sports, but some of their other casual apparel. Any other niches you're looking to get into? Any other businesses you're looking to? You're kind of saying that might be a good market for me.
You know, yes. I would like personally to be more involved in some of the larger happenings within Atlanta. For instance, getting involved in the Atlanta Sports Council. That's kind of one of my goals for 2013, and reaching out to those folks, because, you know, they do a lot of charitable things. They do a lot of things that really Elite Sports would also like to be a part of. 6 months after we opened, we were fortunate enough to be the merchandiser for the tour to Georgia. And as terrifying as that was, it was a huge feather in our cap. It was a huge success story. I got to work with some wonderful people, and as you know, the bike race lasts over a week and goes from city to city. And like I said, we were the main merchandiser. We provided over 14,000 volunteer uniforms. We provided apparel for Casey Cagle. He was a great sport and very involved in that race, and that was really exciting for us. And I would like to do more of those types of things. What's happened is we've become so busy with the smaller things and the leagues and the youth associations. There's just it's really a time issue.
Julie, for those people that want to find out more about your products and services, what do you recommend they do?
We do have a website, elitesportsga.com. But I would also just say, hey, come down and meet me. We're at Satellite Boulevard in Old Peachtree. We sit right behind the Regions Bank there and the Starbucks. You know, come say hello. Let's go have a cup of coffee and let's talk about, you know, how we can do business together.
So just like Stephen, just walk in the front door.
That's right. What he did. Yes. Right. Just walk in and say, where's Julie? I'm there usually, you know, 9-10 hours a day.
All right, Julie, thank you so much for your
time.
Thank
you, Mike.
Julie Frisbee with Elite Sports Georgia. Also, our thanks to Mario De La Garza with Payscape Advisors for his time as well. Quick reminder that Gwinnett Business Radio, our show airs throughout the day here on the Business Radio X Gwinnett station. And, of course, you can listen to any of these shows anytime 24/7 by logging on to businessradiox.com. For Stephen Julian.
Have a great day, Mike. That's it. That's all I got.
That's it?
Yeah. No joke. Sorry. Go Jackets. It's go Aggies.
Casual Tuesday for
casual,
you.
Casual. I'm going back to Casual Tuesday and go Aggies, right?
Johnny Football.
For Stephen and Julie and Mario, I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Business Radio X.